actually Spyro, our favorite song.
Philly folks known as Man Man. That track was Head On from their new record On Oni Pond, coming out next month on Anti Records. It, like its predecessor, was produced by the one and only Mike Mogus, who you know as the producer behind most of the best records on Saddle Creek. And that's how we're going to begin episode 71 of Pump Up the Volume, Swimming with Sharks, another perfectly timed, titled episode from Pump Up the Volume. My name is James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, and more from Pump Up the Volume and MediaMonarchy.com. Amazing new music this week from The Shivas, The Return of Beck, The Erricksons, Shelby Earl, Pretty Lights, Washed Out, Weed, Fat Freddy's Drop, Pure Bathing Culture, Woods, Hot Chip, Deer Tick, Don Gibson, and we will continue with the 10-plus Freak Folk Collective known as Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. This is Country Calling. Well, I guess I'm
is this year. This is it. But it's not the way you can afford your time or the envy of the friends you left behind. So whenever you go, they can have everything you need. This is it. Is this it?
Dear Tick with the Dreams in the Ditch. That's one of those deceptive pop tunes where it's got a sunny front, but you listen to it and you're like, hey, wait, you're kind of depressing. Like when you look at the album cover, Negativity, it's one of those nice biplanes flying and it has a little flag back behind it and you think of the beach and it says Negativity. It's out on Partisan. Before that, we heard Don Gibson making his fourth appearance on Pump Up the Volume, another track from his new Sub Pop release, Me Moan. That was The Sound of Law. And I gotta admit, I've now been digging the hell out of that record on Spotify, so much so that it made my partner finally go, what is this? It's Don Gibson, former trucker, now turned Sub Pop fucker. We kicked off that set with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, Country Calling, out on Community/Vagrant Records. And that reminds me, I'm going to be seeing Polyphonic Spree this time next week. This is episode 71 of Pump Up the Volume, Swimming with Sharks, and we will continue with another band marking their fourth appearance on Pump Up the Volume, the British boys known as Hot Chip, already following up last year's full length with the new Dark and Stormy EP out on the always awesome Domino Records. This is Jelly Babies. Portland, Oregon's Pure Bathing Culture. The strangely named band's debut full-length records are going to be out August 20th on Partisan Records. That was Dream the Dare, and the record is going to be called Moon Tides. Before that, we heard Woods making the return to pump up the volume. They haven't been here since episode 32. They've got a new 7-inch out. That was the A-side, Be All, Be Easy, and it's on their own Woodsist Records. And we kicked off that set with a British band known as Hot Chip, Jelly Babies, off their new Dark and Stormy EP. This is episode 71 of Pump Up the Volume. Swimming with sharks, we are. And I'm James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, and more from Pump Up the Volume and MediaMonarchy.com. We will continue with the new New Zealand collective known as Fat Freddy's Drop. Their new record, Blackbird, out on their own Drop Records. This is the also timely titled Russia. Soon to a way cooler than average beach near you. That was Washed Out with Don't Give Up. Their new record, Paracosm, is out this Tuesday, August 13th on Sub Pop Records. Before that, we heard one of the apparently numerous bands going by the name Weed. This one is from Vancouver, British Columbia, and that song, Silent Partner, is out on their new record, Deserve, out on Couple Skate Records. And we kicked it off with Fat Freddy's Drop and the song Russia. Blending all around the world from Wellington, New Zealand, jazz, soul, reggae, hip-hop, funk, effortlessly beautiful. This is episode 71 of Pump Up the Volume. We are trucking on, my friends, with a little bit of Pretty Lights.
Making Thank you.
If I told you we were all listening to that artist blow up 20 years ago, would you believe that that song would have been Loser? That was Beck. He has returned with a new single, I Won't Be Long. That's the shorter version. Apparently, there's a 15-minute extended version that features Kim Gordon, ex of Sonic Youth. Beck just announced two new albums, and that song and the other song won't be included on either. So Beck, of course, is always confounding expectations and moving forward, and gosh darn it, he wins me over. But it took about 20 years. Before that, we heard The Erricksons, the sister duo self-release new single, Animal. They're out of Minneapolis. And before that, we heard Shelby Earle. Her self-released album, Swift Arrows, is out. And that song, See a Glass, the record produced by fellow Seattleite Damian Gerardo. We kicked off that set with Colorado-based Derek Vincent Smith, a.k.a. Pretty Lights. He just dropped a double. It's called A Color Map of the Sun, and that song was called Press Pause. And I'm hoping you won't press pause on these amazing episodes of Pump Up the Volume. That's going to just about do it. Of course, we always have a Pacific Northwest closer. This week, they're from right here in Portland. At least that's what their Twitter account says. Meanwhile, song source KEXP says they're from Vancouver via BC rather than Washington, but we've had Vancouver, Washington, Vancouver, BC, and Portland, Oregon all over this episode 71, and it's our title track, Swimming with Sharks, and of course it is Shark Week. It's the Shivas. Their record, Whiteout, came out earlier this year on K Records. They're already at Dub Narcotic Studios as we speak, recording the follow-up, and that's why we love indie rock, because it does not stop, and they do a little bit of doo-wop, tweet-pop, pop-punk, surf rock, and even a little bit of psychobilly. So before we close, we always like to point you to our other social media outlets. Of course, we post up all the videos to all these songs on the Pump Up the Volume Facebook page. We put out the full playlist on Spotify. If you don't want to hear me running my mouth and you just want to hear the songs, the playlists are always on Spotify. Check us out over there. And the news you can find on Twitter at Pump Up the THA Volume. Shocking video of a Bloodhound Gang bass player pissing on the Ukraine flag and putting Russia's down his pants. And you know what that got them? Completely booted the fuck out of the country and banned forever. Busta Rhymes talking about the Illuminati and says he has researched them diligently and wonders what Jay-Z and those guys are exactly up to. Legendary songwriter Glenn Campbell returns with See You There, the DVD compilation of his tour last year, of course, suffering from Alzheimer's and making beautiful, family, timeless music while he's doing it. Rob Sheffield has a new book coming out called Turn Around, Bright Eyes. It kind of reminds me of the one I'm reading right now, Chuck Klosterman's I Wear the Black Hat. Rob Sheffield has a piece on Salon asking the musical question, if Rush isn't the most hated band of all time, who on earth is? And my favorite piece of musical news this past week, it makes me happy, but it also makes me sad that I can't be there to go to the New York City Library selling 22,000 plus pieces of vinyl for $1 a piece. Holy moly. We love music. I know you love music. I hope you're excited about these episodes. If you love them, if you dig them, please spread the word, because that's how it goes. That's how we rolls. That's how all of this works. We support each other, and we spend our money, and we vote with our dollars, and that's how all of this is going to continue to work. Like I said, we're going out with the Shivas, our title track, Swimming with Sharks. Tomorrow's my birthday. You can send me birthday wishes any way you like in the Media Monarchy Kingdom, and I hope you enjoy this. My name is James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, and so much more from Pump Up the Volume and MediaMonarchy.com. Reminding you, as always, don't hate the media, become the media. Take care.
We'll be right back. song.
Radio Kane.